The possibility of war, combined with terror alerts and warnings about duct tape and plastic sheeting, have created a great deal of anxiety in the country. It's based on the news, but also on rumors and conversations with friends. Over the next few days, we're going to hear from people with different political views and personal concerns about their fears. Today, writer Fenton Johnson.
When was the moment I first began to have my doubts about this campaign to link Iraq with the events of September 11th? Sometime in the last few days, I broke through a wall to ask, what if there is no plot? What if Osama bin Laden is no less, but no more, than a fantastically rich, fantastically smart, fantastically cynical man who set as his life's goal the destruction of the World Trade Center, gambling that America would complete the job of self-destruction on our own? What if Saddam Hussein is no less, but no more, than a petty dictator who happens to sit atop a vast pool of oil? As the rich have grown richer, our fears have grown in proportion. The more we have, the more we must protect, and insecurity is the shadow side of prosperity. But in our craze for homeland security, what are we giving up, and what is the likelihood that we will ever get it back? Like the former Soviet Union, we are spending ourselves into bankruptcy, sacrificing education, civil rights, and privacy in pursuit of the weapons and military presence that will surely, finally, make us unequivocally safe. But where is the weapon system that can protect us against ourselves? Is it possible that the enemy is not without, but within? Assuming bin Laden is still alive, he need only sit back and issue the occasional threat to watch our leaders flock to the cameras and send the nation into panic. We are suffering from a crisis in faith, but it is not lack of faith in God. We have lost faith in the beauty and glory of our national mission, so eloquently expressed in our founding document. All men are created equal, a phrase more powerful than any bomb or army. We have lost faith in the persuasiveness of democracy, believing instead that we can further our national interests only through threat and violence. We have lost faith in our capacity to shape our nation to be independent rather than servant to foreign oil and the corporations who sell it. To acknowledge that we could extricate ourselves from this mess by becoming energy self-sufficient would be painful, but it would mark a return to something like genuine independence. To acknowledge that we have spent billions in a knee-jerk response to a two-bit bully with his small band of nuts would be embarrassing, but less damaging to our national character than the piece-by-piece dismantling of the Bill of Rights. The disquieting fact is that for all my bravado, I am not immune to the current climate of fear. My most vivid memory of September 11th is not of the plane striking the tower, but the moment just before, with the sky an unmarred autumn blue, the buildings monumentally complacent, the people inside oblivious to their fates. The other night, I dreamed of that same 747 flying down the Hudson, then banking into a gentle, improbable left turn, except that it crashed, of course, into my own home.
Fenton Johnson's book, Keeping Faith, The Skeptic's Journey, will be published next month. Tomorrow, we'll hear from the wife of a Marine.